Hey, welcome back in, GameDaySportsRadio.com. Morning Blitz, Boji Wood, joined by Mike Benard from OTM Sports. Based out in Las Vegas, we've got him for a few more minutes here. Want to talk the semifinal games, Mike. Cotton Bowl, Clemson, Notre Dame. A lot of people said that Notre Dame didn't deserve to be in the playoffs. You know, based upon what we've got now, the system that we've got, the criteria that we have in looking at the results of the games, of the rest of the bowl games, I think they deserve to be there as much as anyone as far as the criteria that we have now. Of course, they took a pretty good shellacking 30-3 from Clemson. And I'll say this, Trevor Lawrence, man, he is something else. I understand now why the Clemson coaching staff, according to Dabo Swinney, unanimously said, yeah, Trevor Lawrence is the guy. 27 of 39, 327 yards and three touchdowns against what I think is still a pretty good Notre Dame defense.
Yeah, that Notre Dame defense is really good, but you look at what Clemson's done to all kinds of teams throughout the year. Put up 50, 60. And a lot of those games, they're just trying to end the game in the fourth quarter. Clemson was just much the better team. Look, when we came into this situation, we looked at the Final Four, and we said Alabama and Clemson are the top two teams. And most, you know, most professional handicappers, almost all that I know, would agree. And if you look at the results, the last 11 college football playoff games were won by Alabama or Clemson. Georgia did have one win. So 10 of the last 11 playoff games, either Alabama or Clemson won. So no shame to Notre Dame. They were just outgunned.
Yes, I totally agree. And I think whether we had a 18 playoff or 16-team playoff, whatever, I think that everything would have funneled down, you know, unless, again, you're looking for those March Madness upset type deals. But, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that the best two teams in college football, they're going to play for the national championship on Monday night.
Yeah, and we're going to have a 15-0 champion for the first time because they're both undefeated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the fourth straight year they played. And, you know, it's a tough game to handicap. I don't want to talk too much about it now because I have a lot of work to do between now and Monday. Of course, on Friday, you and I will do a show, and I'll have a lot more to add then. But right now, you got the two top teams. It's a single-digit line. Alabama's favored by about 6. Most of the, at least the personalities on ESPN and Fox, they're all picking Clemson.
Yeah, and this is the fourth straight season that Alabama-Clemson, if they're going to meet in the playoff, the third time for the championship last year they met in the semifinals. The other semifinal game, Alabama-Oklahoma, 45-34. Yeah, I really thought Oklahoma had a good chance of upsetting Alabama, and right out of the gate, and I guess I can understand the thought process behind this, but you win the toss and you defer to Alabama knowing that the only chance that you have is to outscore them. For some reason, you know, whether it was to show confidence in his defense or what have you, Lincoln Riley goes ahead and gives Alabama the ball first and, in all reality, probably gives up a possession. I just did not understand that move. But, again, Alabama clearly the better overall football team between them and Oklahoma, winning 45-34.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people thought Ohio State should have been in that spot, but – Oklahoma did get the spot. They were the Big 12 champion. And, Coach, you know, on the show, I said I'm going to play Oklahoma plus the points. They were getting 14 or 15. So that's a lot of points in the championship situation. But basically, I kind of feel fortunate to get that cover because Alabama led wire to wire. And for the last 50 minutes of the game, they never led by less than 11.
Listen, Oklahoma's defense, we've talked about this. The only way they had a chance against Alabama was to force some turnovers, like they did against West Virginia, like they did against Texas, And that did not happen. They did not force a turnover. Tua had a great game, 24-27, 318 yards, 4 touchdowns. And everyone will say, oh, well, this shows that Tua should have won the Heisman or what have you. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. You know, I'm 58 years old. I've got a bad knee, an artificial shoulder, and just old. But guess what? Man, I think I could throw for 318 against that Oklahoma defense. They were just so porous. And, of course, I'm being very facetious there. But at the same time, I'm going to kind of move this conversation to the Heisman because we know who's going to play in the championship game. Kyler Murray, now, you know, Alabama fans, again, I know they were upset Tua didn't get the Heisman. But my thought process is this on the Heisman. It's an individual award. It is not a team award. It's not based upon how well your team does. Kyler Murray, if you take Kyler Murray off the Oklahoma team, then they're a 7-5, maybe an 8-4 team at best. If you take Tua off of Alabama squad, guess what? Alabama is probably in the exact same place they are right now. They may not have won by as large of a margin over some of these teams, but Alabama's probably still 14-0, ranked number one, and playing in the national championship game. Oklahoma doesn't even sniff the playoffs if Kyler Murray's not playing quarterback.
No, those are all good points. And one thing that I can't get through to certain fans that come to me about Heisman is they have to understand what it is. It is not the award for the best college football player. Because if it were, it would be the most colossal failure of all awards in history. Because it's not. There's a lot of propaganda. It's a popularity contest. Your team has to be in this position. But you know, and you have to do well late. Remember years ago, Geno Smith had it won in 6 games in. Uh-huh. And then I think they lost 6 games in a row, and he was never heard from again. But that fans are fans. Kyler Murray had a great season, and that's a very good point. If you take Kyler Murray off the Sooners team, with that horrendous defense that ranks about 100th out of 130 FBS team, they don't even make it to the Big 12 title game, in my opinion.
I totally agree with you there. And look at – and I asked an Alabama fan this on Sunday. I said, okay, I said, tell me, if you don't respect Kyler Murray because, oh, you know, Kyler Murray was garbage, you know, on Sunday. Alabama had trashed him. I said, well, first of all, he accounted for over 400 yards on his own, throwing and rushing. I said, so Alabama, no matter who's playing quarterback at Alabama, look at the receivers that you have. You've got the Biletnikoff Award winner. I said, name one receiver that Oklahoma has that you would rather have than your top 4, 5, 6 receivers. Name one. Oh, couldn't do that. Okay.
They probably don't even know it. They might not even know their names.
Exactly. You know, I said, the defense. I said, give Kyler Murray Alabama's defense and see what he can do. Give him more possessions and see what he could do. And again, it's not like that I am an anti-Tua Tagovailoa guy. I am not. I think he's a great player. I think he's an outstanding young man. But again, you know, the Heisman is totally different. It's a different type of award, as you said, and it doesn't necessarily go to the best player in college football, because an argument could be made, and I think you and I would both agree with this, that an argument could be made that, well, wait a second, if it's the best football player in college, then I guess you would have to say that the guy that's drafted number one in the NFL would have to be the best college football player. So, you know, unless the Heisman goes to that guy, you know, then they got it wrong. But it's not. You know, to me, you go back, you look at the criteria, you know, it is for someone who's meant the most to their team. But as you and I both know, you know, it's going to go to a skill player. It's not going to go to a lineman. It's not going to go to a defensive player. It's going to go to an offensive skill player. And that's basically what it has evolved to, because we have to remember, back when the Heisman was, you know, first initiated and everything, players played both ways. So you truly did probably have the best college football player. You had a guy that's playing quarterback or wing back or running back on the offense, and he's also playing either linebacker or in the secondary on defense. So, again, again, the Heisman, again, it doesn't carry quite the cachet, I think, that it used to back when we were growing up. But again, just going back to this semifinal game, you have to give props to Kyler Murray and the job he did against that Alabama defense.
Yeah, Kyler Murray, he's a good player. I think Tua's a better quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a better NFL quarterback. Of course, Kyler Murray's going to go on to baseball. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Kyler Murray couldn't play in the NFL, but he wouldn't make near as much as money because baseball players make more money and it's guaranteed.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you know, when you really look at it in baseball, you know, your most prevalent injury in baseball is a strawberry from sliding into second base. I'm going to take that over having these, but you know, and Kyler Murray is probably 5'9" and weighs about 185, 190 pounds. And I'm going to take tossing a baseball around, I'm going to take it over getting chased by 300-pound linemen that run 4.5s and 4.6.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It's the right choice for him. And, it's the Heisman is what it is. Oklahoma, they brought the worst defense you can imagine into the playoffs, and you just can't win that way. And again, it goes back to, I'm surprised when I look at those Oklahoma players on the defensive side of the ball, they have talent. They don't have as much depth in the past, but that's not an Oklahoma defense.
It's not. And the big thing that's happened to this Oklahoma defense, and you and I've talked about this off air before, is when Brent Venables left Oklahoma and went to Clemson, that is when you see the decline of that Oklahoma defense. And that's just fact. You go back and you look at the numbers, and it proves out.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. And I don't think anybody's going to get Venables away from Clemson anytime soon because he loves it there. That environment there, Dabo's created, the coaches don't want to leave. And the only players that leave are the ones that, like Kelly Bryant, that gets beat out. So I don't think I think Venables may or may not be a great head coach, but he's probably the best DC in all of college football.
I would have to agree with you there. He's got not only does he have great talent, but he utilizes that great talent. There are a lot of folks across the nation that have good talent. They don't know how to utilize it. Brent Venables, he does. All right, Mike, that's going to wrap us up. We're up against a break here at 10 o'clock Eastern time on GameDaySportsRadio.com. But we're going to have you back on Friday. We'll preview the NFL playoff games for the weekend as well as the national title game Monday night with Clemson and Alabama.
Look forward to it, Coach. We'll talk Friday night, I guess.
That sounds great. Mike Bernard, OTM Sports. We'll take a quick break on the Morning Blitz. We'll be right back.